Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told reporters Tuesday evening that he's discussed Taiwan with China's President Xi after the Chinese government sent a record 145 fighter planes into Taiwan over the past few days. Biden said he had spoken with Xi about Taiwan. Quote, "We agree. We will abide by the Taiwan Agreement." End quote. New legislation will be introduced in Texas to go forward with a full forensic audit of the 2020 election. One America News spoke with the author, Texas Republican Representative Steve Toth.
The problem with a risk-limiting audit is it just checks boxes as to whether or not certain procedures were done. If you look at the way the Maricopa audit, Maricopa County audit was done, it looked into a lot of variables, and that's where they found a lot of the fraud.
Maricopa County got back tens of thousands more ballots than were actually mailed out in a recent audit discovered there. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As murders and violent crimes in America increased dramatically in recent years, the FBI will now focus on parents that don't want the one-sided critical race theory being taught to their kids, calling some parents domestic terrorists. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The Department of Justice is looking into threats against teachers and members of school boards across the country after the National School Board Association sent a letter to the Biden administration suggesting the threats are comparable to those of domestic terrorism. Parents are speaking out against that claim, and Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is defending them.
Obviously, every state has laws in the books for criminalizing violence or criminal threats. This is a dangerous overreach by the Biden administration to sick the feds on parents who simply want to play a role in their kids' education.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Tim. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As borders are, Vice President Kamala Harris offers no plans this week to the border crisis. The largest surge in U.S. history is heading our way with tens of thousands attempting to get into the United States. Sheriff Arvin West from Hudspeth County tells Fox News the federal government is responsible for this national security issue.
Our people are very exhausted, they're tired, but they're still plugging away. Well, we're preparing for the worst, we're expecting the worst, but, you know, it's just the failure of the federal government was disappointing, and people down here are getting tired of it. That first wave was and there's quite a few people trying to get through them. The second wave, we believe that they're going to expand throughout the whole southwest border and try to come across that way. You know, it's we're at the point now where we just throw our hands up and let them come in, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what can we do? We're not getting any help from the federal government. Every time Border Patrol agents try to step up, they tie their hands. So, I mean, what do we do? I wish they would let the Border Patrol secure the border like they need to and want to. One. Two is I wish they would quit enticing these people to come in. they're not happy with it at all. I mean, I've got ranchers that have constantly getting their fences cut, their homes getting broke into. You know, the cartels are in line with these people and using these people and exploiting these people to get their stuff across as well. So it's a win-win for everybody on the other side. It's in the illegal business.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
That you have joined us, sharing a part of your day, to be equipped so that you can defend that which you believe in, this constitutional republic. Judd Dunning is going to be joining us in just a moment. I've been looking forward to this the last time we talked. I wanted to talk more about his book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. And we're going to have some time this morning to do that. And I'm grateful for Judd Dunning to have the time to come on the show. Judd, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, Bill, great to be back. God bless America. Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Hey, the fact of the matter is there's probably more conservatives out there than we realize. We call them the silent majority, and they cannot afford to be silent anymore. Maybe they're just, shying away from the argument. Maybe they've even tried to have a conversation with the liberal. And the liberals do exactly what we've always said on the show, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And when opinion is all you have, it gets loud and it goes into full attack mode. But if you don't have the facts in which to combat it, then you're going to get run over. Or either you just say, hey, I'm going to surrender to come back another day, but that other day doesn't happen. But you need to be empowered with information so that you know how to defend that which you believe in, don't you?
I agree to it. I do agree with that. But I also, and that was what the book was about, but I think there's a second point, which is some things are so obviously bad and wrong in the progressive left handbook right now that, you know, the truth is simple. And what we're trying to do is complexify the system with alternative facts and gaslighting, alternative science, alternative politics, and a whole alternate reality where we're just supposed to nod and accept that until we have our turn at the wheel. And I think that kind of what our article was talking about, the art of being unapologetic, is, you know, I use the flipping the tables in the temple in the Christian parables that, you know, a healthy rebuke is required. Some things are just so stupid and inane. The complexity of trying to defend them is unnecessary. We just have to – we simply know what's good and true.
And Judd, I would agree with that point. And I have been, believe me, you know, for a long time considering, okay, what is the language? What are the words that you need to use in order to stifle these attacks and render them inert? Because at the end of the day, there's, you got a lot of bluster, but little substance.
You know, I use something I heard from one of my mentors, which is I use this in business as well. I'm here to learn, understand, and serve. So I think the first thing you have to do with your opponent, of a diametric reality, is acknowledge that they're living in that reality, you know. And I think that's it. And then lay your punches, because if you say, look, it's not about, and I always will say, hey, it's not about left, it's not about right, it's about what's true. It is about what's right, because what's right is often what's true. I mean, I still will believe fiercely that the conservative principles are the adult in the room. They're willing to allow risk, Bill, and I think that's what everything is about. It's false care and a false elimination of risk that can't be eliminated through government. And the risk is what generates everything that's good about America. Everything that's excellent is brought out through a moderate application of risk. So the more that they say, you know, they shut us down, they water us down, and they try to make these principles less important than other ones through moral relativism and just making this zero-sum game of who wins politically, the more that they risk what drives America into greatness. Look, when Trump was in office, one of the things I loved is like, man, I'm like, this 70-year-old guy is like working like, you know, 20 hours a day. And I remember working harder. It was that simple. You know, a joke comes on, I want to take a nap.
It does have its influence. I want to get back to this risk, you know, idea. There is no question. And this is what bothers me, frankly, and not to pick on unions, but they're the very idea of unions, what they try to do is mute risk. They want something sustained, and they couldn't do it in the public sector. It just couldn't sustain itself. At one time, unions represented 35% of the labor force, and then it just dissipated. I think now it's like less than 6%. But what they did was they were able to find another host, and that host is the public sector, I should say, in government. And they've honed on to that, and they've been leeching off the people's money to, you know, reduce risk so that they still have a job, and everything's about unions. And so what I find is that unions mediocratize the labor force. And to me, that's really frustrating. For those of us who want to be able to go for that golden ring, that want to be the best we can be and to continue to grow, my experience in unions is it doesn't promote that kind of thinking and that kind of attainment. Does that make sense?
Well, and also, yeah, and it negates the power of the individual to, you know, vote with their feet, move to another company, which is interesting in California, because what we did is we just went after Amazon as far as their hours, very publicly through Newsom, like playing the care card. But let's see if the AOCs, Amazon out of California, we've got a massive flight out of our state because of mismanagement right now. But, you know, all of that existed in a time where wasn't an evolution in our civil society, where there were people taking care of general labor laws, you know, at the time in history. So everything belongs in a time and context. Generally, people are pretty aware in America. I mean, we're not Vietnam, or any other third world country that really abuses, you know, humans without law. So. I agree. And I think that, but it's a greater thing. It's more like universal income is, you know, in California was just passed. So for people that were adopted and pregnant women, and you could stay on this for life. So what we're trying to do is we're set up a policy where everything has to go into this concept of equity. But equity is just redistribution, and redistribution is just cultural Marxism.
Exactly.
So, and unions were infiltrated brutally by cultural Marxists. To the day, and you're right, they have definitely waned in their influence. But that is the whole thing that's happening after the pandemic. I think we have a greater issue, Bill, and the greater issue is that the entire of America made it okay in one crisis for people to be okay being on the government team. That was something that you only win on. I tell this story openly. I went to rehab in 1987, and God bless, I've had this life of sobriety. I burned out young and early. And, you know, I took, they said, you want to take, you know, snaps or whatever it was at the time, welfare or whatever. And I was out of college, you know, and it burned through everything. And I said, well, I don't, our family doesn't do this. They said, well, this is the time where you actually help this halfway house. And I got sober back then. And one time in my life, I relied on that. Now, everybody, PPP, EDD, THC, we've normalized. Now, infrastructure is not billions, but trillions. We're a slippery slope nation. It's very hard to turn back big government. And now there are so many people in the workforce that are comfortable I'm hiring, and I have people saying, oh, you know, between my rent reductions and my EDD and the stimulation on top of that, in the interim, I'm making more money than I would make working for your firm on a normal market wage.
Exactly.
Even having hiring issues. And this is the crisis that a good president needs to be a leader to break us out of the trance of this. We cannot, you know, I love when Obama.
I'll tell you what, Judd, we got to go to break. We've got more from Judd Dunning after this. Stay with us. 13 and a half reasons why not to be a liberal.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation, come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Yeah, you may be close closer than you think you are. Good to have you with us. You're this close to Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Jed Dunning, the author, is with us. He's the author of the book, 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal. Judd, this book that you've laid out, I mean, it's very practical. I mean, you've assembled questions and answers that, you know, cover, I would say, about 90, 95% of the arguments out there.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was such a pleasure. We were doing it at Politicon, and I was doing a panel there, and I was able to actually poll a lot of, you know, erudite people I respected on what the major issues were in the conversation between conservatism and progressivism. It was great. My dad had sadly, it was in his 80s, but he had passed, and we had the Civil War cabin up in North Carolina. And so, I went up there and I took a friend, Eric Golub, who contributed and kind of cleaned up everything as I wrote it, did a great job. And we just sat there face to face in the winter in the North Carolina Blue Ridge Mountains and just took a deep dive into conservatism, 18 hours a day. And it was a great ride. I mean, I felt like God was kind of with us because the principles of conservatism are really divine, free, true, negative liberties with a mystery all their own, and it was a great ride.
Well, really, when you think about what our founding fathers put together, I mean, before them, the pilgrims, I mean, clearly, Judeo-Christian principles came into play, and that is all over our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. The challenge is, as our founding fathers said, it was designed for a moral people. And it's been said for quite a while that our nation has been morally bankrupt. I mean, look at the clear evidence here. And we wonder why the Constitution is not working and also why you hear some of these alleged constitutionalists or anti-constitutionalists, attorneys, elected officials that, you know, feel like maybe it's dynamic, that it really, you know, the founding fathers really didn't mean what they said.
What a great point. That was a great point, Bill. You know, it is true. We have this declining moral issue, and that's why I wrote the book. Actually, 13 and a half reasons why, you know, the television show, 13 reasons why, you know, I was, you know, our family story has some, you know, some suicide in it. I know people that have been in that, and, you know, they were trying to normalize this concept with young people and kind of, you know, make a television show out of it, but it didn't really have a morally redeeming theme. So I took that title, and my agent's like, we got to change it to 13 and a half. I was like, great, you know. And so we took on moral absolutism versus moral relativism. I kind of wrote this book for my kids. I don't think they've ever read it, but they hear it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's what we'd hope to do, is not only kids, and that we'd pass on to their neighbors, their friends, even adults, because it's adults that are getting pulverized. They're the ones that are kind of, you know, shrinking from the debate here, because we've allowed the left to overtake the stage in such a way to where, you know, your reasoning, your input is canceled, and look what's happening. I mean, we're on the verge of taking on another $3.5 trillion of debt that in government form and fashion and wordsmithing the way they do, it's, you know, that's kind of the top line. You know, some analysts are saying this could be as high as $6 trillion that it could grow to. And even if they back it off to two, I mean, it's going to explode. I mean, this is the nature of government. You have all these, you know, casually accepted, as they put it, unintended consequences, right? And somehow that's supposed to be okay. Just like it's supposed to be okay when, you know, Secretary Mayorkas, when talking about the numbers of immigrants, you know, Haitian immigrants coming into the United States, you know, they held off for over a week, Judd, to give us that number, suspiciously. And then when they did give us a number, he was all over the place. He went, well, it's kind of like maybe 12,000, you know, pick a number. It's okay. I mean, wait a minute. This is our government at work on our behalf. We've got people coming in, some with COVID that we have no idea. And it's like, well, it feels like 10,000, 12,000. That's it. You're kidding me.
Yeah. They can't do the numbers down at the border. They can't do the numbers in Afghanistan, but they want to track every $600 transaction through the IRS with our population. Suddenly government is okay with numbers there. It's complete hypocrisy. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at this picture of Biden at what he did in Michigan. And, you know, this is a blue collar blueprint for how we restore America's pride. Hashtag show some respect. This guy is a bummer. He is a bummer, bad grandpa. You listen to this guy. He's all about shame. His whole element is, oh, now he's doing exactly what Obama did at the UN, was like, get in front of the nation and shame the nation in front of itself because of its deficiencies rather than its strengths. And this is the thing that you exactly. and I know. When you emphasize strength in your employee, your wife, your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, when you emphasize what's working, it expands, it grows, it flourishes. It is the nature of energy and divinity. We are created in the same fabric as the Creator, as Americans. And we know that as a moral society. And you don't get anywhere by a shame device. And a shame device is the entire platform of the left. They have nothing, so they use climatism, Faxism, racism, and Trumpism to demoralize the other side while they expand power out without doing it in true care. And everyone knows this infrastructure bill is just going to jack up inflation. It's going to destroy our country. We're going to get so far in the debt hole that we're going to exceed the actual amount of debt which serves our expansionary growth, no matter how big we are. And we have all these nouveau economists going, oh, well, this is a new global society with a different monetary structure, and the amount of capital moving through the international platform in the United States is quantum related to the past, but that's not true. Those principles are still in line. We're going to get buried in debt exactly. that we will never recover from, and they don't care. You know what they care about? Their lifetime, and they're living temporally. They're not living for the long term for the health of America.
Yeah, I mean, forget about the next generation or two generations. The fact that they're making legal obligations on children aren't even born yet, Judd. I mean, think about that. Think about taxation without representation.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing sustaining about it besides their agenda right now, which is to take control of America for the next 20 years by deconstructing and polarizing us, which is right out of Cultural Marxist handbook. That's what they have to do. Bill.
Exactly.
No matter what. So that's my article, by the way. If I could just pivot to that, Unapologetic was about the art of being unapologetic at Newsmax. Check that Newsmax Insiders. And that was really what it is. Mm-hmm. We're at a point now where we have to flip over the tables in the temple, and we have to not kiss the tail of those that are stealing our basic rights. We have to be aggressive in saying that, you know, I don't care how complex your argument is. This is just fundamentally wrong. It's not aligned with what's good and true and healthy for America. And we you know, everything that we're doing is we're normalizing too much submission.
Yeah. Well, there's been this is what happens when truth becomes relative, and your truth is my truth. I mean, you know, you have a right to your truth, have a right to my truth, that sort of thing, instead of, you know, God's truth. And we have abandoned that, and we're paying a big price for it. But I guess enough people have not been injured enough, Judd, to really do anything about it. I mean, they keep moving in this direction. And we're seeing clear differentials in a short period of months. I mean, what are we talking, 10 months down the road here? And policies that we had in place that gave us the lowest unemployment records ever. Our fuel costs were energy independent. At least $1.50 less we were paying just 10 months ago versus now. Our southern border was taken care of. We had Middle East peace about ready to break out with four Arab nations sitting at the table with Israel saying, hey, look, let's get together here. And all that has been washed down the drain, and America is threatened as a result of what happened in Afghanistan and, of course, the aggressiveness of the communist Chinese. I mean, they're going to take full advantage of what America has done to itself, what Joe Biden has done to America in neutering our security and our military forces.
Yeah, I mean, I did an article on, you know, Vietnam 2.0, actually on Newsmax as well, and I think what we've really got to look at, we've never seen somebody leave behind an entire, you know, army for a plug-and-play army. And we basically, we didn't even blow up our resources, which is, you know, I was just thinking about if Russia ever wants, what did we do to the world when we did it? For not only our citizens, but what kind of threat did we leave behind? And we did a disservice to the world, and that was immoral and inappropriate.
Oh, without a doubt.
Exactly what they did in Vietnam.
Yeah. Well, he's the author, host, producer, and president of CU Media Group. Judd Dunning has been with us. His book, linked on our website, 13 and a half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal. Thank you, Judd. Take care.
Mersana's MRI clinic isn't operating at max efficiency. She needs a new certified tech certifiably now.
Someone's waiting in room 2 for an ACL scan. Can you handle that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told reporters Tuesday evening that he's discussed Taiwan with China's President Xi after the Chinese government sent a record 145 fighter planes into Taiwan over the past few days. Biden said he had spoken with Xi about Taiwan. Quote, "We agree. We will abide by the Taiwan Agreement." End quote. New legislation will be introduced in Texas to go forward with a full forensic audit of the 2020 election. One America News spoke with the author, Texas Republican Representative Steve Toth.
The problem with a risk-limiting audit is it just checks boxes as to whether or not certain procedures were done. If you look at the way the Maricopa audit, Maricopa County audit was done, it looked into a lot of variables, and that's where they found a lot of the fraud.
Maricopa County got back tens of thousands more ballots than were actually mailed out in a recent audit discovered there. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got J.B. DeGance with us. He's the co-author of the book Endgame, The Church's Strategic Move to Save Faith and Family in America. He's the founder and president of Communio. I hope I'm saying that right, J.P.
Yeah, you sure are. Hey, great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you. Communio is a nonprofit, by the way, that consults with churches, equipping them with proven strategies and technologies to solve our nation's family and faith crises. No doubt, this is, we've been warned about a family and faith crisis for years. Barna, other studies, Pew, and that continue to prove out that America's faith is slipping here, JP.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the new book that I have out hits at what's really driving it. And what's driving it is the collapse of marriage itself. There's data that we release in the book that shows a millennial and a baby boomer are just as likely to go to church every week if I know one thing about both people. And that is, if they both grew up in a home with constantly married parents, there's almost no difference in how frequently they go to church. We analyzed some other social science evidence that shows this reality. All this basically means, Bill, is that if millennials and Gen Zers and Gen Xers enjoyed the same family structure as baby boomers, our churches would largely be full today. So yeah. If you're a Christian and you're interested in sparking a renewal, a revival, we have to do it by strengthening marriages again.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been watching the continual decline of successful marriages. Divorce attorneys are growing at every corner because there's plenty of business to go around. And it's not even that you can look at the church and say, well, except for the church, this church is an exception. Anymore, the church's numbers are reflecting the culture, are they not?
Yeah, the church's numbers are you're absolutely right. The trend, the church is behind the culture a little bit. You know, our marriages are a little bit better, but generally speaking, we're following the culture and we're lagging behind it by, you know, a 10-15 year margin. And there's new data out over the last couple of days by Pew Research that talks about the economic impact of all of this, actually. What we know is married men, for instance, tend to earn more than their single counterparts, even with the same education. It's because if you're married, there's a lot of evidence that you're motivated by an external sense of purpose, that I want to earn so that I can provide for my family, provide for my loved ones. And it serves as motivation and is the driver of why married men earn higher. In fact, married men and married women generally out earn their single counterparts. And so there's so many ramifications of this, both in the economy and education, crime, and in empty churches. And the reality is very few churches are currently engaged in promoting healthy marriages. You noted Barna a moment ago. We did a study with Barna and found 85% of all churches reported spending no money each year on relationship and marriage ministry. And so that is in the book. We highlight that and we point out real strategies churches can deploy right away to solve this crisis and actually try to get. We can't just assume people are going to present themselves for marriage. The number of people getting married each and every year is in free fall. We've got 31% fewer people, and this was pre-pandemic. The pandemic numbers just came out, and they're going to be way lower as a result. But even before the pandemic, there were 31% fewer people getting married every year when compared to the year 2000. So in the year 2019, 31% fewer. In the year 19, it's 61% fewer people getting married each year than in the year 1970. So we've never lived at a time in our nation's history where there's been more men, for instance, who are unmarried. And I know my wife would agree with the old sentiment that that marriage civilizes men. And it sure civilized me. And what that also means is we've never lived at a time where there's been more uncivilized men in our society. And so we need to. This is something the church can fix if it gets strategic and gets engaged.
Well, you're exactly right in part here. I mean, we've got men, we've got a display of lawlessness, and the other interesting thing I'm observing, JP, here is the anger of women. I mean, you see women getting in the face of police officers. They're very aggressive, and you're thinking, whoa, what is going on? You know, when you talk about civility, it has impacted the genders to such a radical degree. And that in of itself is quite a turnoff. That doesn't really make for an environment to promote a relationship, much less a marriage.
Yeah, complementarity is a real thing, and men and women benefit from, and over the centuries have benefited from the complementarity that comes from marriage. And
yes.
We are now, and by and large, this is all fueling, Bill, a loneliness crisis, a loneliness epidemic.
Of course,
It's contributing to rising levels of suicidal ideation. For instance, we're told by the culture that you should be able to have sex with whomever you want, whenever you want. We shouldn't live in a society where people are faithful to one person over a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And how's that working out for everybody? And
exactly.
The reality is, women, for instance, it deeply impacts mental health. Women are hardwired for monogamy. The more research out of the Institute for Family Studies in Charlottesville has shown the more sexual partners a woman has over her lifetime, the more likely she is to report feelings of depression, of loneliness, and to experience suicidal ideation and substance abuse. And because the reality is what the culture is selling just so happens to be really bad for humanity. And that's a great, this is a great opportunity for the church to speak into that. And there's a reason the classical stories that from antiquity to you know, this the earlier part of the century always ended in a wedding, because we're hardwired. The old definition of a comedy is basically a narrative story that ends with a wedding. That's because we're hardwired for that, and we need to take advantage of that hardwiring, I think.
Well, as you say, we get in front of the wave of negativity. I mean, people are lost, they're lonely, as you say. This is not what they planned when they got married, that they would be in divorce court. After all the money they spent to get married, and in front of their friends and neighbors professing their love and lifelong dedication, and now here it ends up in divorce, and the damage that it does. I mean, you talked about some of the economic, without even getting into big detail, as to the effect that it has on the kids. I mean, there was, I remember in the 60s and 70s, the general refrain was, oh, the kids are going to be okay. They're actually going to be better off because mom and dad aren't always fighting. And, that was another big lie that was perpetrated that promote that, along with no-fault divorce, two big issues there that have contributed to the divorce rate. And here we are. And then the government somehow feels like they have to be the answer, and they're going to come in and save the day, right?
Right. No. When families fail, government grows. Okay. That's basically just a simple formula that you see play out over and over again in society. Divorce. You're absolutely right to point out the collapse of marriage, particularly starting around 1970 with the proliferation of no fault divorce laws. It certainly happened. But what's happening now you have a serious rise in the number of kids born into homes where mom was never married. And
yes.
That's tracking close to 40% of all births. 54% of all kids will get to their 17th birthday without a married mom and a dad. That's the trend we've got to combat and reverse if we're going to save the republic.
Yeah, without a doubt. J.B. DeGance is here, and he's pointing out the problem. In this next segment, we're going to come back and talk about the solutions, because we're seeing how bad it is. Many of us are living this out, and we're saying, okay, what do we do? We'll talk more in detail about that when we come back. It's about 18 before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the Founding Fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with J.P. DeGantz, founder and president of Communio, an organization that increases human flourishing by equipping communities and churches to build out proven data-informed strategies that strengthen families, marriages, and faith. No doubt. Hopefully you've caught it by now, and probably you didn't even need us to talk about it because you're living out the challenges that we are facing today in today's 21st century America. Families are unwinding, marriages are falling apart, the faith quotient also is being questioned. We have an increasing number, according to Barna, of what they call nuns. Now, I'm not talking about the nuns that wear the Catholic garments, I'm talking about nuns that are non-affiliated with any faith whatsoever. Growing number, I think the number is somewhere around 35-36% of young kids. I mean, the future does not look bright when you look at these numbers, JP, but what gives us hope is that we serve an almighty God that knows better and knows that we are a fallen people and that we need him. And he's there just like he's always been for the children of Israel, said time and time again, I've been there for you if you would only call out to me. And I believe that this is the time where we are, where maybe there's enough enough pain in River City, so to speak, that people are willing to humble themselves and turn to God.
That's right. And I think it's useful, great that you started off by pointing out the numbers of disbelief, really, amongst our young people. And sometimes I start off the book Endgame with that, with stats on that. And many in the church want to solve the problem of the crisis in faith by focusing on the young, on the apostasy going on amongst our young people. But I make the argument that that's a smoke fighting project, where that's the effect. Our youth falling away is the effect of the collapse of marriage and the family. And we need to run good search and rescue missions to save everybody that we can amongst our young people. We have to recognize you won't solve the crisis. You won't put the fire out unless you save marriage. And,
right.
You know, what if, you know, you've got hundreds of billions of dollars, if you think about it, Bill, brick and mortar assets and human capital resources spread out across the country through our nation's churches. There's 25,000 evangelical, Catholic, and mainline churches that have more than 500 people in our country. And what if we were to really, and those, as I noted, 85% of them aren't spending anything on marriage and relationship ministry. We've seen through our work at Communion, our testing in Jacksonville, Florida, that when churches become strategic and focus on relationship ministry, culture changes. We worked with more than 50 churches in that NFL market, moved nearly 60,000 people through four-hour longer relationship ministry, and saturated the market with digital outreach. And what we saw was a 24% three-year decline in the divorce rate. We had independent evaluation of that work through scholars from UVA and Florida State that said, yeah, there's no demographic explanation for that decline except the work of these churches. And so we distilled the playbook from that multi-year project and have turned it into a per-church strategy, so any church can take our playbook and run with it. And we call it a data-informed full circle relationship ministry. And we show churches how to use survey data. We provide them with tools to do it, to see what's going on in their church, and then use consumer product data to understand risk factors in the community and use that to do targeted outreach to draw people in. So you can use marriage and relationship ministry as a means to evangelize, to reach out to the community and draw people in to the church who aren't there, but providing them with something of value to them so that they want to encounter people at the church. Mm-hmm. And in full circle relationship ministry means the idea of having ministry best practices in each stage of relationship life. And that means single life to marriage, to engage, to those who are married, to those who are in crisis. And we always stress the idea of single life because few people are getting married today. The church needs to be creative about drawing in, particularly young men, creatively into the church and help them in a process of discernment and moving towards marriage. The data has never been more powerful about the importance of marriage, right? Even setting aside the biblical and faith-oriented reasons, it's just good for men. Men earn more. It's good for women. Mm-hmm. It's good for children. Yes. It's good for everybody. Men earn more. Right. Married men have much more sex than single counterparts. They do better in life. They report being happier than their single counterparts. I mean, any metric you look at it, you kind of look at it and go like, why aren't men getting married, right? And so, and churches can really appeal to can appeal to both secular arguments and biblical and faith based arguments to help produce change there.
Yeah, JP, and speaking of which, you know, with some of these churches, we were just having this conversation last night at our men's Bible study, and you know, I pointed out, I said the challenge that you have is churches want you to come in the way they perceive you to come in. But the fact of the matter is we've got a lot of sick people out there. You know, people that are living together, they're not married, they come into the church. So how does the church address this without condoning, you know, something that, you know, God would directly call sin? And they themselves kind of know this even without asking that it's a problem. But if the church doesn't say anything and doesn't respond to it, then in a sense it condones it. And we've got so many other issues happening in the church that aren't being addressed. But this is what happens when you take your eye off the ball and you're more concerned about brick and mortar than souls, right?
Right, right. And anybody listening can, in section 3 of the book Endgame, you get it at endgamebook.org. And we've got a whole, me and my co-author John Van Epp have a whole slew of very practical tips and suggestions for church leaders here. And the fact is we have to, as a church, we talk about having three legs to a relationship ministry: vision, skills, and community. So what's the vision of sound and healthy relationships? Okay. Is that proclaimed regularly? And for instance, do we know some of the best social science on cohabiting? You brought up cohabiting. That's an important thing for churchmen and churchwomen to know about. The reality is a woman who lives in a cohabiting relationship is far more vulnerable to violence, particularly domestic violence, than a married woman. The safest women in America from violence are married women. Okay, a child conceived in a home where the mom and dad aren't married, 40% of those kids won't have a dad by the age of 3. 70% won't have a dad by the age of 12. Okay. A lot of times folks in the church want to tiptoe around these issues, and there's ways to talk about these issues. And one of the things that we encourage churches that we work with and consult with is to give them the real social science data around it and incorporate it into their preaching and teaching. Folks have been told by the culture that, you know, you should try it out. Try the car out before you drive it. And there's all sorts of rational reasons given. And the reality is the data overwhelmingly is to the exact opposite of that. The wisdom of the culture isn't wisdom at all. There's no good reason for folks in the church not to know that. So we give practical advice in the book on how to incorporate this into the vision of the church so that folks can receive it. A big thing, we call ourselves Communio as an organization. The word means community. Okay, Christ first, when he was, he didn't first start with a didactic instruction to the apostles. He called them into community with him, into relationship with him. And it was through a process of those relationships forming that they began to understand and know that he was the Messiah. He is the Messiah. And so as a church, we work with churches to develop the on-ramps. We call it a ministry engagement ladder to go reach out to the community, to invite people and draw them into relationship in the church, and then set up the popcorn and spinach, right? People frequently want to engage for the value from the enjoyment value of something.
Yeah, and the social aspect.
Sure. And we should definitely leverage that. And there's form great authentic relationships, Christ-centered relationships through that. And, but then gradually increase the amount of spinach, right? The amount of good, robust, learning that helps people get oriented towards good relationship discernment. So then in the book, Endgame, again, our listeners can get at endgamebook.org. They can get a real practical series of steps, key ingredients to an effective relationship ministry, introduction to our concept of a data-informed relationship ministry and a ministry engagement ladder. And also my co-author has a really terrific, I'm doing this right now with my kids. I've got a 16, 15, and 13-year-old, and I'm going with them through a particular book that was written by my co-author on how not to fall in love with a jerk. And it's a great book. It just helps people in a very simple cadence of forming relationships. It exposes them to what John Van Epp calls his relationship attachment model and help them understand how to form a good relationship, and then you'll start to see it's very science-based and very effective, you know, consistent with biblical principles. But then you can't help but see how much what the world's telling us so significantly contrasts with what will make you happy
without a doubt
in life.
Yeah, and the other thing that you have in your favor so greatly is that when you're co-laboring with God, you co-labor with His. With His mercy and with His grace and with His love in such a way, because some of these numbers, you look at it and you want to fix it overnight and you could get crazy in the process and make everybody else crazy. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit's job, and we co-labor with the Holy Spirit, and our job is to love Him. Just love Him into the kingdom. Why not here, huh? And let's strengthen families and the kids as well. J.P. DeGance, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters...